Page one, what is an affirmation? An affirmation is a thought held in mind and believed to be true. For me, using affirmations has confirmed that thoughts held in mind create after their kind. What you focus on expands. In my life, I have had experience after experience where I have used affirmations and typically within a short time have seen my thoughts manifest. Many years ago, when my sons were young, I wanted to buy a home for us to live in, specifically a brand new below market rate or BMR condo. At the time, I lived in San Mateo County, but my friend suggested looking in Mountain View, California, in Santa Clara County, and a look in the San Jose Mercury News instead of the San Francisco Chronicle, which covered where I lived. I did as they suggested, and lo and behold, found an ad for a BMR program in San Mateo County. To qualify, I had to complete an application, pay a $35 filing fee, be a family of two or more, and not own property within the last 3 years. I was advised that we would be told at the end who won and could purchase brand new condos. I was also told not to go look at the property, but to just wait for them to contact me. Meanwhile, they gave me a floor plan for a two-bedroom, two-bath unit. While I waited, I put copies of the floor plan all over the apartment I was living in. I wrote, quote, my new home under the picture. I especially remember the floor plan that was taped next to the front door of my apartment. I would see it every time I went out and affirmed that I would be living there soon. Next, I made little bookmarks with the logo of the complex on bright pink paper. I took it everywhere with me. I also gave these pink bookmarks to four of my girlfriends who were in agreement with me that I deserved to live there. Months went by and I didn't hear anything. I was number 8 on the list with only 5 units available. I decided to call and ask if all the units had been awarded, and when I did, they said that they were going to call me as an escrow had fallen through. I got the last unit. The next step was to take a tour of the unit. Two of the other units were on a busy street, but mine was at the back of the complex, which I really liked. I love having trees around my house, and there was a big pine tree outside my bedroom window. I'd never used a gas stove before, so I was a little anxious that the new condo had one, but I fell in love with it. The last thing they asked for was a punch list with a contractor to see if anything needed to be finished or repaired before moving in. I moved in 30 days later. I remember that day I moved in as I was sitting on the toilet and realized there was no place to hang toilet paper. We missed that on the punch list, but I made a call to the contractor and he cut a spot in the wall next to the toilet and placed a toilet paper holder. Patience and continued belief that I would live in a new condo did come to fruition. For me, this demonstrated that thoughts held in mind create after their kind.